bumpy week for the Swifties, and I'm one of them. If you love Taylor Swift, between the breakup this week with her and Joe Alwyn, and the Swifties like to get into the nitty-gritty and find out everything that's going. They look for the quote-unquote Easter eggs, and like, she didn't do a song, and then she did do a song, and we should have seen this coming. I mean,
do you really think that, do you think that she thinks about those things
yes,
that much? You
I do. Actually do. I think that Taylor Swift is very much into like symbolic things, and at 100%. Okay. Even when you look at shirts that she's wearing during the concert.
Oh, I know the jeans are all sold out from she wore the other night
yeah,
out.
Yeah, yeah. That's different, though. She wears these shirts, and she'll have like a different letter in red, and people have been taking the letters in red and unscrambling them and have figured out what the next album release is going to be. It's insane, you know?
What? Wait
yeah.
a minute.
Yeah, it's insane. Okay. But I think there's some fandoms that are just so incredibly passionate, you just can't mess with them, you know?
Yeah, well, we had a run-in with the Prince fans. Prince, the Purple Army
yes.
was really came out, and I don't know why they were so sensitive. Maybe it's his small shoes but enormous talent. But I mean, we love Prince. We're both Prince fans.
Producer John, I don't think you were around yet, but we had made some comment about Prince, and the Purple Army came at
oh
us.
Oh, my God.
They came at us.
And they wouldn't let up. I mean, it was relentless.
You can't stop the revolution.
No.
You can't stop it. 100%.
It's bad. What do you think has the most passionate fandom?
It's got to be Lord of the Rings fans, I think, because there's like two levels of it. There's the ones who like just watch the movies and they can be super intense about it. But then there's the ones who read the books. And then actually there's a third type of fan. There's the ones who read the books and then all of the extra like unfinished like appendix material that George whatever his name is. Put out. There's like, I mean, it's like a Bible for these guys, and they know everything.
I mean, I think it says a lot that it's been two of the most expensive things ever created in history. When those movies were put together, I mean, it was a massive, massive franchise, like nothing ever spent. And Amazon just did the same thing again.
Exactly. Now they got the show.
Fandoms are crazy. Like when you get passionate about something, you can't mess with those fans. Who do you think has the biggest fandom? 1-800-330-9999. Aaron.
It would have to be the Peloton crew. That whole community, like, it's just cycling for life, and I don't get it. I just will never do it.
It's true. Peloton people are, like, especially when they're in it, right? Because, you know, they go through highs and lows. They get in it, like, crazy for a while, then they back off, then they get back in it. But, I mean, when they're in it, my brother, like, cornered me at a holiday party. He was just telling me how great it was.
I mean, I bought a Peloton. I ordered one during the pandemic, and then I forgot about it because it took a year and a half to get there. And it was like an issue because it had to stay in my family room. It was the only place in my house that it would fit.
Biggest treadmill you've ever seen.
It was so big. My husband was like, are you serious? And then I immediately blew out my knee. I had to have ACL meniscus surgery. So I couldn't use this giant, expensive Peloton that lived in my family room. I got the treadmill.
Makes a beautiful laundry rack.
Oh, my husband got so into it because he was going to get his money's worth that he turned into the Peloton people.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, he would quote everybody. He would tell me about the instructors, who was good, who was bad.
Oh,
he's doing
man.
A 90s grunge run today.
Wow.
I don't understand. I yeah, no, it's a serious thing. They get you right in. They pull you right into that cult.
Did he forget, though? Is he now? It's gone now, right?
Well, it's in our basement now, taken apart because our house is, like, being sold. And we had to take it out of the family room because our stager was, like, absolutely not.
So he doesn't talk like that anymore.
No, but I'm afraid that once we move to our new house, it's going to be back.
The quotes, the catchphrases. Wow.
It's been a huge week for Swifties. Taylor Swift is on the Eras tour. Announcement that she broke up with her boyfriend, Joe Alwyn, after 6 years. Nick Cannon wants to have her baby. I can't.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
Everybody's talking about it.
They got a lot of things going on. But when it comes to fandoms, there are some that are so incredibly passionate. Which do you think has the biggest fandom? 1-800-330-9999. Amy.
New Kids on the Block.
Oh, you a blockhead? Is that what you are?
Yes, I am.
Do you go on the cruises and everything?
Yes, I have.
Yeah, I knew a girl who seriously, like, she's a married grown woman, and she's been on the cruise like 10 years in a row.
Yeah, my friend Michelle, same thing. And she brought her husband. Now he goes too with her.
Wait a minute. What is he doing going?
He goes too. Who is your favorite member?
Donnie Wahlberg, of course.
Yeah.
Because Donnie is definitely the hottest. I always say it, Amy. I say that I used to be a Jordan girl until I actually got to meet them. And then I was like, I was wrong when I was 12. I was so wrong. All these years, I've been fawning over the wrong one.
I know a lot of people who are Donnie converts.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. They came over.
Jesse, who has the most passionate fandom?
the Jeep community with the Jeep wave and the, you know, the crazy little thing that happens. And it's like a cult. If you are in the Jeep cult, then you are in the Jeep cult. If not, they get snobby. Even with like the Jeep truck that's out, some people will swear that they can't wave at the Jeep truck because it's not a regular Jeep. So it's like a buy-in. You're either in or you're out.
It's funny. When I drove a Jeep, I didn't understand how that worked. And then I learned very quickly that when you see another Jeep, you wave and you smile at the gas station
and
or whatever.
If you don't, sometimes they get very upset with you and give you another hand signal.
Yeah.
You're right. You're right. It's a fandom. It's a cult. It's both.
Yeah.
It is a cult. It is a cult.
Hey, Christine, most passionate fandom. Which one do you think it is?
Nancy Drew.
Nancy Drew, still?
They're right now releasing. Yeah, they're right now in the process of releasing the 34th game, and everybody on the Facebook Nancy Drew fan pages are going nuts over the hints. Somebody has actually went and found the script and found a message saying, nice try, but we can't release anything on this through the NDA.
Well, I had no idea people were this passionate about it. Thank you for telling us.
There's fandoms that we don't even know exist.
Right.
Yes.
That's wild. Trey, what's the hardest fandom to debate?
Oh, my God. Disney adults. I don't get it. Everybody, like, dresses up in, like, princess gear, and everybody just has, like, it's like a whole nother language, but my wife will be so into it, and I'm just standing there lost.
I love the idea of having fun as an adult and feeling like a kid. I do, but you're right. They can be next level. When you get into a conversation with those people, you're like, you just keep smiling and nodding, and then you slowly back away. That's the only way you can handle it.
Like, I love Disney. I love everything about Disney, but I don't wear shirts with Mickey Mouse on it, like on a Friday night when I'm going out to restaurants.
I just don't need to know the how and why of everything at the park. I don't need to know every secret thing, the messages on thing. Like, I just thought I'd be like, yeah, I rode that ride. That ride was awesome.
I get obsessed when I go because I like to know everything and do everything. And when I'm there, I'm super into it. But the minute I get on the plane to come home, I let it go.
Yeah.
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 Let it go. See what I did there?
Yes,
yeah,
I do.
Yeah. Andrew, what is the fandom that's hardest to debate?
Beer snobs. Because they come at you with the IPA and what's better and what is the consistency and what is that and what is this. I just want to enjoy my daggone drink, you know?
When they start talking into stouts, it was made with this chocolate in Bavaria or this, that, whatever. Yeah, it is a little bit much for me.
I mean, I enjoy a good beer, but the truth of the matter is they all taste exactly the same to me.
Just
for
give
the
me
most
a Corona.
Part.
I'm sorry. I'm basic. I'm basic.
I like all the different kinds. I do. But I don't need to be lectured about them. I just need to drink them. Like, that's it. Yeah.